More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. Wow. Here we are. Hopefully you had an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. We are back here, 1320 WILS. I am Michael Cohen. I do want to take a moment. Mike Peterson has been producing the show for many years. Today is his last day. I want to personally thank him for the many years of work on this show. He also spent some time working on the morning show also here, but really just a fantastic guy to work with, and really sad to see him go. We're going to talk tonight about what happened with Tiger Woods. You know, he got pulled over for DWI. Turns out he was not drunk. It was pain pills that he was on that caused him to literally fall asleep in his car. What happens if you go through that here in Michigan? We'll hear from one of the top DUI attorneys here in the state of Michigan. Also, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly today coming out with his proposal and support for part-time legislature. One of the top advocates of that movement has been for years. We'll be here, Norm Kamerad. Let's begin, though, with President Trump. You know, he's back now from his trip overseas. And an analysis I just read was by Gloria Bergeron. On CNN.com says that he is now lonely, angry, and not happy with much of anyone. Let's get some perspective from Debbie Georgiadis, political strategist Debbie Georgiadis at AmericaCanWeTalk.org. Debbie, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm curious what your thoughts on the president are, because the analysis on CNN, of course, it was an unnamed source. Quote, someone who speaks with the president said that he, quote, now lives within himself, which is a dangerous place for Donald Trump to be. I see him emotionally withdrawing. He's gained weight. He doesn't have anyone whom he trusts. Do you think that's really where he's at right now?
I think given it's coming from CNN, it's probably greatly exaggerated. I think the nonstop coverage on CNN of just kind of everything he does, whether it was the trip, his recent trip abroad, or policy at home, or the ongoing investigation of the FBI relating to Russia, there is just it is a daily assault by CNN, and so you know I would discount it greatly. At the same time, I would say Donald Trump is in a tough position in Washington because he does have a huge problem in the White House and probably beyond the White House, in terms of people leaking things, not sure who his friends are, who he can trust. So, you know, it's very challenging for him, and there's probably going to be more shakeups in the administration in the near future to try to remove Obama loyalists who appear to be undermining him. But the leaks out of the White House have to make him leery of confiding in very many people. He's got to pick a close handful of people he trusts. Mm-hmm. But I think CNN is always trying to paint him in some extremely negative light.
Well, they certainly are. Do you think that he is in a depressed state of any kind right now?
I have not seen any evidence that would be true. No, not at all. I've seen, you know, I actually, as many of your listeners probably do, have watched periodic interviews of Kellyanne Conway, who's, you know, a close, tight supporter. Steve Bannon is still involved. Right. And Vice President Pence, all those are really close advisors he trusts. And they, you know, just that they portray a very positive image. And actually,
well, I'm curious. Let me ask you about this, Debbie, because the analysis went on to say that one of his allies, whatever that is, of course, no one's named, said that he's being encouraged by some of his advisors to, quote, step up and forget the forever Trumpers. Now you need the best professionals. Do you agree with that sentiment?
It was forget the forever Trumpers?
Yeah, move away from Bannon, move away from Conway, get D.C. professionals to in place of these folks to really run the administration differently.
You know, no, I don't. I will say, I think we talked about this before. We have Mike in other shows, but you know, when he comes into Washington, he has, for example, Sean Spicer, and he still has Reince Priebus, and both of those people came from the RNC. I think, in a big way, the RNC doesn't really understand why Donald Trump won. They don't understand his supporters, and so Donald Trump is, you know, he had to bring those professionals in, and I think they have both proved to be problematic. I think they don't have the fervor and the clarity that he expressed during the campaign, but what he stands for. So I think they flounder in defending him. So, yeah, okay. I think he needs some more professional people in the White House, but the biggest problem is he needs to get rid of people who don't support him. Don't push aside people who do support him.
Okay, when you say people that don't support him, who would any name come to mind on that end?
Well, certainly people in the upper echelons of the intelligence community and even in the White House who are Obama holdovers, and I think they just can't quite get their hearts and minds behind him. And so, no, I don't have any specific names about that. But the feel out of the White House and just all the, you know, I mentioned the leaks before, they are just eating away at his presidency. So even when he gets clear about something and moves forward and tries to say something, just endless, you know, secret discussions and leaks to the press make it very hard for him to lead.
Now, Debbie Georgiadis here, 1320 WILS. Now, the latest story, of course, is Jared Kushner and his connection to Russians and him trying to set up some kind of a back channel communication with the Russians. I'm curious, should he be having someone like his own family members that close right now? Is that a good move on President Trump's part?
I do think there's a problem, generally speaking, with hiring family, especially in a very powerful position like that, because you don't want to, if you're trusting them for advice and you're the president, it's harder to say to Ivanka or to your son-in-law, thank you for your advice, but I disagree. I think it's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. But this is a problem that Donald Trump has because he doesn't have a deep bench of contacts in Washington. So these are people he trusts. On the Jared Kushner investigation and the whole Russian thing, I think the most important takeaway of the whole story is every president coming into office uses their teams before they even are inaugurated to make some connections with our foreign governments, allies, or people that we are dealing with in some way. And so unless Jared Kushner shared intelligence secrets, you know, divulged things he wasn't supposed to, took money, or in some other way engaged really or attempted to negotiate on behalf of America,
right.
If he didn't do any of those three things, he's allowed to talk on Trump's behalf set up contact.
Fair enough. It seems like it's really not going anywhere, and it's not going away, certainly, the Russian probe. How much do you think it really does sap from him getting anything done?
Oh, I'm afraid it is, and I think it's really tough. You know, during the primary campaign, the commentary over and over, you and I talked about, I'm sure, was Donald Trump dominated the narrative. He just got so much more media, and now he's in the White House, he's lost control of the narrative. And honestly, we mentioned CNN, but they're not the only ones. Many liberal news sources spend all their time all day long trying to put Russia and Trump in the same sentence and then some vague allegation of apparent or possible wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. And he is getting harmed by that, I think. So to the extent he can just ignore that and push the people in the House and the Senate to move forward with Obamacare repeal, if that's ever going to happen, right. Move forward in the budget negotiations. This would be, he needs some progress and things to announce because the media are controlling the narrative.
And when you look at Congress, do you think they are at a point where they're not going to really work with him because of these ongoing stories, or can they block it out themselves?
I think there's a core even in the GOP in Congress who didn't really want to work with him to start with. He's not their guy. He's not an insider on the Republican Party, and they weren't working very hard even before all this Russia stuff mushroomed into just kind of burst forth in the scene. So I wish he had, and I think he does have some allies. I think Ted Cruz is trying to help him in the Senate, trying to get the Senate work away.
Do you think John McCain wants to see him essentially resign?
You know, I don't think John McCain would lose a moment's sleep over it if somehow Trump were forced out. And John McCain has been a thorn in the Republicans. It's not just Donald Trump that John McCain has attacked over the years. John McCain kind of lives for, in my view, lives for media attention more than for standing with his party. He has been out of line so many times during the Trump presidency.
Do you think he still holds that comment President Trump made about him being a prisoner of war against him?
I think it has to rankle him, but honestly, it was definitely an example of one of the many things that Donald Trump should not have said. It wasn't a good thing to say.
Right.
But John McCain, as everyone else in Congress, needs to be looking out for the greater good of this country. No one on the GOP side is winning anything when the narrative all day long is about Trump and Russia and Jared and the ambassador.
Certainly
the whole GOP suffers.
Yeah, not getting anything done that way. Debbie Georgiadis, find her at AmericaCanWeTalk.org, AmericaCanWeTalk.org. Debbie, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Great to talk with you. Thank you.